Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is another man who spends much of his time decrying the dangers of nuclear weapons, but he's not at the Washington Nuclear Security Summit this week. He had originally accepted an invitation, but then canceled his visit and decided to send his country's atomic energy minister instead. Netanyahu was reportedly concerned about facing criticism from Muslim countries over Israel's presumed nuclear arsenal. The World's Matthew Bell reports on how Israel's policy of nuclear ambiguity fits into the Obama administration's agenda.
Israel is assumed to have joined the club of nuclear-armed nations more than 40 years ago, and since then it's maintained an official policy of ambiguity. U.S. presidents, beginning with Richard Nixon, have accepted the arrangement. It works like the nuclear equivalent of don't ask, don't tell. Avner Cohen of the University of Maryland is a leading expert on Israel's nuclear program. He says the Israelis have essentially said they would not test a weapon or declare publicly that they've got any weapons.
So you can think about it in terms of metaphor, that you are not going to make any act that would show what you have, that would take it from the privacy, and that's why it's metaphor, from the privacy of your bedroom to the publicity of your living room or your outside your house. You're going to keep whatever you do in the bedroom. It's a private matter.
Supporters of this policy of ambiguity argue that it has served Israel well by deterring the enemies of the Jewish state and getting them to think twice about doing something to provoke possible nuclear retaliation. But Cohen says the policy is a relic of history that needs to be updated. He says Israel's nuclear program is the world's worst-kept secret. That's actually the title of Cohen's forthcoming book on the subject.
Israel today, in today's world, is the only nuclear weapon state that claims at home to be democratic, that claims to be progressive in terms of international norms internationally, and yet it keeps this outdated, to many people outside, strange policy of not acknowledging anything. And that's incompatible with today's world.
The Israeli government has played down the significance of the prime minister's absence from this week's nuclear summit in Washington. Speaking last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu said he welcomed the meeting aimed at preventing nuclear terrorism.
This is a very, very serious issue, that nuclear weapons, even crude nuclear weapons, would find their way into the hands of terrorists. The consequences could be very, very dire for all of humanity.
Netanyahu said he's been drawing attention to this issue for years, and he will continue to do so. Israel is one of a small handful of states that has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT. It's the foundation of international efforts to limit the spread of nuclear weapons. Asked about this, Netanyahu dismissed the suggestion that by not signing the NPT, it somehow lumped his country together with rogue regimes.
No, and I'm not concerned that anyone will think that Israel is a terrorist regime. Everybody knows a terrorist and rogue regime when they see one. And believe me, they see quite a few around Israel.
Israel's biggest worry is Iran and its nuclear program. Israel's Muslim neighbors also have concerns about Iran getting the bomb, but Turkey doesn't appear to fall into that category. Despite being one of Israel's friendliest neighbors, the Turkish prime minister yesterday said the world is turning a blind eye to Israel's nuclear program, and he vowed to make this an issue at the nuclear summit in Washington. Egypt has also raised the issue publicly. And not for the first time, says Middle East expert Fawaz Jerjes of the London School of Economics.
The pro-Western, Sunni-based Arab states find themselves between Iraq, that is, the Iranian desire to obtain a nuclear arsenal, and a hard place. The fact is that their populations are saying, why do you join the United States and the international community in a campaign against Iran while Israel has more than 100 nuclear devices.
Jerjes says the pressure is growing on Arab and Muslim governments to make an issue of Israel's nuclear program, and it will continue to grow if Iran keeps developing its nuclear capability. No U.S. administration has publicly challenged Israel's policy of nuclear ambiguity, but experts see the Israeli prime minister's decision not to come to Washington this week as a sign of the erosion of trust between the Obama administration and the Netanyahu government. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.